A few hours ago, when Anna B. Hurley, posing as an anonymous public-spirited citizen, posted a $1,000 reward for information as to the whereabouts of attorney Perry Mason, Anna hoped for quick results. But the results are coming a lot faster than even Anna hoped for. For right now, in a roadside restaurant about 10 miles south of the city of Baltimore, Della Street has been sitting tense, concentrating on what Perry Mason has been telling her.
You understand now, Della?
Yes.
I'll check as soon as Nora steps out of that phone booth.
He's watching us, Chief.
All right, let him. Don't look at him. Now, let me see your lipstick.
Lipstick?
Yes, and lean forward so that he can't see you. Hand it to me on this side. Ah, good. It's got a great big long metal case.
Yes, of course, but why?
Maybe no reason. I'll know when Nora steps out of that phone booth. All right, here he comes.
You folks ordered yet?
No, not yet. You speak to your wife?
Uh-huh. Everything's fine in Georgia.
That's good.
And everything will be fine in Maryland as soon as we finish our business.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to hand over that $1,000, Mr. Mason? You don't care if I quit calling you Mr. Smith, do you?
Just as long as you don't say it too loud.
Well, we'll finish our business in a minute.
First, now where are you going?
I want to check up on a plane schedule. Since we've reached the parting of the ways.
Oh, plane schedule, huh?
Just sit here and talk to Bella.
Wouldn't be thinking of trying to run out on me, would you?
You'd see me if I did.
Remember, all I've got to do is notify the cops to get the reward. If you try. You know, I don't care where I get that $1,000. 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 I don't care where I get that $1,000.
Just relax, Norris. I'm only going to form. I'm only going to form. I'm only going to form.
Long distance?
Yeah, I just put in a call to Baltimore. Are you the same young lady? I just put in a call to the police department of Baltimore. Yeah, that's right. Connect me up again, huh? And hurry, please, ma'am. Let me speak to the same policeman. Uh-huh. That's right. My name is Norris. I'm calling from Robbie Lee's restaurant. Yeah. Well, thank you. Oh, yes, ma'am, yes. Hello, this is Norris. You the man I just spoke to? Yeah, about that Perry Mason thing. What if I do sound different? I'm excited. Wouldn't you be? Well, now look, Sergeant, there's been a change. Now, just a minute. I couldn't help it. Mason changed his mind here. Now, he wants to come back to Baltimore, catch a plane. That's right, him and the woman. Denver or someplace. That Atlanta trip was just a blind. Oh, no. He won't wait, Sergeant. So all you got to do is be waiting at the airport. Sure, I'm sure. You think I want to lose $1,000? Well, we'd be leaving right away. He's in a hurry. Yeah, that's right. Now, you're not going to forget my name. It's Norris. E.E. Norris. Now, I aim to get that reward, Sergeant. Yeah? Yeah, that's it. Double E. Norris. All right, goodbye. Double crosser.
Find out what you wanted?
Yeah.
Now, I'd be willing to have you folks come along with me. I got no hard feelings, you understand?
Uh-huh.
But since maybe you got a few hard feelings, I guess it's just as well you're heading west.
Yeah. Mr. Norris and I are going to step out in front a moment, Bella.
Oh?
Now, just a minute. I changed my mind. I don't much think that I will step out of this room with you, Mason.
You scared?
No, playing safe.
Well, look, let's understand each other, Norris. I will not hand over that much money in here, and that is final.
But now, look...
The parking lot is well lighted. Well, think it over. Wait while we eat.
No, that'd be too late.
Too late for what?
Well, you sure you got the money?
Look in this wallet.
Yeah.
Well?
Okay, let's go outside. But we'll stop right outside.
Oh, sure.
Where are you going?
The parking lot. I've got a lot of money on me. I need light to count.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting a good break, you know that?
Yeah. I sure can use that thousand. You know, I'm going to get shut of my wife.
You what?
Going to buy me a divorce. Always pecking and heckling me. How come I spend so much money? How come I'm going so much? Hey, now, listen. This is fine.
Well, there's your car. We'll stand over by that.
I'm watching you.
Oh, you're a cute lad, Norris. I wouldn't try to double-cross you.
Huh?
I said you're cute. Tricky.
Well, cut out the talk and hand over the money. Hey, what are you looking at?
That's funny.
Huh? What?
That pretty girl there going in the restaurant.
Girl? What girl? I don't see any...
Maybe you can't see, but you can feel, can't you? No, Norris, don't move.
Oh, I ain't moving.
Make sure you don't.
What's that cold thing pressing against my neck?
You mean this?
Oh, God. Take that thing out of my neck.
And I said don't move.
Oh, I ain't,
all right. Bella?
The parking lot's way out on the other side.
Good, then we're all alone.
You ain't going to shoot me here. You can't.
No.
I know you've got better sense.
You're right. I won't shoot you here, but...
Oh, now stop talking like that.
Then get in the car.
You talk to him, miss. Now you tell...
Let him have it here, baby.
Oh, no, no, please.
Don't wait, baby. Let him have
it. I'd like to, and I will. Gives me the least bit of trouble. Now get in the car.
I ain't moving. The police...
Talked to the Baltimore police, smart boy. They aren't coming.
No.
Now get in. No, wait a minute. Stand still while I get your keys.
You got him?
Yeah. Here, you take them, and you drive, Della.
Okay, baby.
Now head back to Baltimore. Watch your speedometer. Look out for a little side road a mile and a half up.
Mile and a half?
That's right. When you come to it, turn to the right. There's a concrete culvert.
Okay, baby.
And step on it.
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 Oh, Mr. Mason.
You shut up. We'll turn up the road and get rid of this. Then we'll beat it out of town.
Oh, Mr. Mason, please.
When he leaves in an hour.
Please, Mr. Mason.
I said shut up.
Oh, I'm a poor man, Mr. Mason.
You better enjoy this ride, Mr. Norris.
Don't take that thing out of my neck. Let me turn around and look at you, Mr. Mason.
Enjoy the scenery, Norris. This is your last ride. Scenery, Norris. This is your last ride. Scenery, Norris. This is your last ride.
Oh, Mr. Mason.
You tried to double-cross me.
I got a wife and children.
We'll send them flowers.
Oh, you don't want to do nothing to me.
No, there's the side road.
Oh, you're just teasing. You
Ruts. It's a dirt road.
Yeah, I see. A real bad road?
Yeah, make as much time as you can.
Right.
I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay, baby.
Oh, no, please, Mr. Mason.
No, don't turn around and be quiet, or I'll let you have it now. All right, this is far enough, fellow.
We've come 5 miles, baby.
All right, leave the car lights on. All right, Norris, outside.
Outside?
You heard me.
Oh, I don't want to get out.
Let him have it in the car, baby.
I don't want to spoil your upholstery.
Oh, Mr. Mason.
Out. Oh. All right, now just walk to the front of the car.
Oh, now, Mr. Mason, you've got to listen to me. Take that gun out of my neck a minute.
Let me do it, baby.
Oh, stop talking that way, man.
Stop here.
Oh, Lord.
Let me do it, Harry. Let me
do it. No, this is my job.
Oh, you push it through my neck.
This guy tried to double-cross me. This is my job. But you can hold this a minute, Della.
Oh, don't let her get her hands on the gun.
Just hold it.
Yeah, well, I cut the labels off this coat. You got it?
Got it.
I'll take the identification out of his wallet.
Please, please listen, Mr.
No. Mason. All right, Della, let me have it again.
Go ahead, blast him, baby.
It's set for it. I'm going to let you have it.
I ain't going to stand still. I'm going to run out of
here. Come back here. Come back.
Would you mind giving me back my lipstick, baby?
Careful, it's loaded. All right, Della. Now, back to Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Yes, it's nearest to the trains and
we
buses.
We got Norris's car.
Norris is going to stop running sometime. And when he does, he's going to start to think.
We could make Washington.
No, I pointed the trail for Denver.
Are we still going to Atlanta?
Yes, but separately.
Separately?
We've got to split up.
Now,
I'll
Harry.
Explain on the way back. Come on, get in, Bella. We are in a race now.
Well, Perry Mason is right, as I can promise you. He and Della are in a race. A much more desperate race than even Perry Mason suspects. But more of that tomorrow. So be sure to join us, won't you?